Hi, Marty Lurie, KNBR 680. Randy Kutcher, our guest here. 1986, when I say it, Randy, what comes back for you?
Well, that was the year I got called up, and I came up to San Diego and had, from the minor leagues, you know, you don't have nothing, and I walked into the clubhouse, and Mike Kruko walks over, and he says, "Is that all you have right there, is them shoes?" And I said, "Yep." He got on the phone and called Nike, and next thing you know, I got to San Francisco in 2 days, and my locker was filled with shoes, and then other guys just came over and started giving, you know, that's just how they, you know, what that's how everything was, you know. And then Kruko won 20 games that year, and he called me lucky. So, and believe it or not, the last game, his 20th win, it went, I was playing short, so it went Kutcher, Woodard to Spillman. Spillman was at first base, Woodard was at second base. So nobody ever thought of that at that time. It was the last game of the season.
20th win for Mike Kruko, Randy Kutcher with us. So it wasn't Tinkers to Avers to Chance. It was Kutcher to Woodard to Spillman. How about Harry Spillman? What about him?
Oh, what a gamer.
Yeah.
He would give you his shirt off his back, always there to help you, help the young kids come up, help them, you know, teach them how to get in the cage all the time and hit, work at what, you know, what you do. And that, we had him and Youngblood to come off the bench and Candy Maldonado. Some of the guys that were tough, you know. And then you had Gladden in center, myself, Chili and Leonard. You know, hey, that was pretty tough outfield right there. So, you know, then you had Brown, Uribe, Thompson, and Will Clark, and Brenly, and Melvin behind the plate. So, that was a very good team. You know, I kind of wish we'd have went a little farther, but we, you know, had to start somewhere.
Yeah, very good. Good analysis. Good memory by Randy Kutcher. How about for you personally? Some moments for you in 1986.
Well, you know, got called up. That was probably the biggest thrill of my life so far. Well, my son's being born, but you know, first game I. First at bat got a hit, and then my last at bat that game hit a home run. So, you know, then got to play behind some great guys. You know, Vita Blue, Steve Carlton was there. You know, Mike Kruko, Trevecki, you name it, Big Papa. You know, there was Juan Berenguer, Minton. You go down, there's a whole bunch of guys. Scott Greltz, you know, Adley Hammaker, Kelly Downs, Terry Mulholland, Mark Grant, you know, all them guys. You know, they were, loved to play behind them. So, you know, come up with me. When we started out in rookie ball, Ernie Rodriguez said, "You guys would be lucky if one of you guys make it to the big leagues." Well, it was myself, Mark, Frank Williams, Scott Greltz, Tom O'Malley, Chris Brown, and Rob Deere. So six of us out of that team made it. And I wanted to go back and say, I told you so. But, hey, it was tougher than you think it is.
Where'd you grow up?
I lived in Anchorage, Alaska. And then at 11 years old, we moved to Palmdale, California, and I still live there.
Wow. All right, Anchorage, Alaska. Any baseball there?
A little bit. We threw a lot of snowballs, but I was a hockey player, really, and then I started playing a little baseball, and then when we moved to California, in Palmdale, there was no skating rink, so you played baseball year-round, or football, too, and a little basketball. But
Randy Kutcher with us. So one last thought about Anchorage. Did you follow a baseball team when you were up there as an 11-year-old?
Anchorage Pilots. Anchorage Pilots, Gold Panthers. They had Bruce Bochny was there, Bump Wills was there, Chambliss was there. There was one other guy, now I forget who it was, but them are the main guys that we used to watch. And then I got to watch them later in life, you know, a couple of them play with the Yankees and had good careers, you know.
Pretty good. Well, great to have you on. I appreciate it, Randy Kutcher. Very good. Good story. Good baseball story.
Thank you very much.
All right, he threw snowballs that turned into baseballs. I like it. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.